From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A U.S. official added to the criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. envoy Brent McGurk, who met with U.S. and Iraqi military leaders in Baghdad Wednesday, said the other 70% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have hit opposition groups.
Daesh is no longer an organization where it can mass force in one area to mount major offensive operations. It has to do multiple things at once. That makes it think twice, and they make stupid mistakes and are able to find their leaders and kill them. So our air campaign in Syria, we think, is quite effective. We have the data to back that up. And the Russian air campaign has, you know, different objectives, quite frankly.
Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad. That's a charge Russian officials have denied. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rebel-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday as part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of the area. This is Homs Governor Talal Barzai. He says around 300 armed people, in addition to 100 families, are leaving. That equates to about 400 women and children, as well as some civilians. Once the rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. And Time magazine has named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as the Person of the Year for 2015, hailing her leadership during, among other things, Europe's debt, refugee, and migrant crisis. VOA News.